Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. At times, we almost feel like we are on the outside looking in. Sometimes the windows we stare into show us all the things we wish we had. Sometimes the windows show us the people we want to hold and keep close to us in our lives. And sometimes the light glinting off the glass shows us who we are and who God encourages us to be. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the whole world transformed into a series of windowed lives, from the electronic panes of Zoom to store screens between customers and workers to the glass frames of protection between loved ones and us. Looking through the frame pages of author R.J. Snyder's Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane, young readers and parents alike visit a captivating poetry narrative which follows Tommy Tilford, a young boy who inadvertently shatters a house window with his baseball. The house owner takes Tommy on a journey down Linden Popper Lane to view other lives through other windows and learn about the special services they offer to all or everybody around them. Along the way, Tommy learns the value provided by his own services as company for his grandmother Esther as she stays confined behind the COVID-19 safety glass in Mercy Care Center. R.J. Snyder is a native to rural Nebraska, resides with her husband in eastern Custer County. She spent 4.5 decades in public school classrooms. During those decades, her teaching assignments included children 5th through 12th grades in a variety of disciplines. She continues to be passionate about the needs of children in today's world. R.J. Snyder, Roberta Snyder, author of the inspirational children's book Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane, our guest on This Week in America. Roberta, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity and the invitation.
Well, I'm really looking forward to talking about this book. It's so well done on so many levels. Let's start with this concept. Where did the concept of windows, where did this start for your book? What was the beginning of this?
Well, essentially, during the COVID pandemic, as you've just indicated, we were all forced to look through different kinds of windows throughout all of those months and years, actually. So I kind of asked myself the question, what if the only way we could communicate from now on with each other is through some kind of a window? What if that was the way we had to do life, was through windows? And what would our existence be like? And so I started to think about it for my grandson, who had visited his great-grandmother through a nursing home window by touching the glass. We have pictures of it. And I just wanted to think about what that existence would be like. So I wanted him to be able to see different kinds of windows in life that he might be experiencing.
And we all sort of approach things differently after reading this book. It's a lesson for all of us and how windows are so important, and it gives us all a different perspective. The book, Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane by R.J. Snyder, book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. Roberta's website is rjsnyder76.com. We'll give you throughout the program that address, and we'll have it, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the greatest inspiration for writing this children's book? What motivated you most in writing this?
Well, actually, there were several reasons. at the time, he was only 13 months old, and we live here in Nebraska. He traveled to the state of Maine to visit this maternal great-grandmother who was in her early 90s and had to visit her through the care facility window. And I thought, you know, this baby needs to have an historical record of what happened. During my own lifetime, my own childhood, stories by my paternal grandfather about World War I and the 1918 Spanish influenza outbreak kind of captivated us as children. Granddad was put on a troop train. They were all uniformed. They were put on a troop train during that pandemic, and they all started out. And because of the pandemic, the entire troop train was sent back. So I think historical record is important. It impacts the next generations or several generations thereafter, their lives. Another reason was that COVID was so emotionally charged for us and for everyone, I'm sure. You know, like Is there going to be a connection with this loved one? And when's the next connection going to be? And seeing my daughter-in-law so desperate to have her precious baby get to meet, you know, her grandmother was so significant. And myself, being an older grandmother, I thought, you know, there are, people are dying with COVID. If I should die, what kind of input would I want to give to the young life of this infant growing up? What could I put in the pages of a book for him? What kind of wisdom, what kind of lasting, you know, impressions could I impart to him? I wanted to him to have thoughts on how to live virtuously. And more importantly, I wanted him to have some biblical truths. And that's why there's a scattering of many significant Bible verses throughout this book that apply to the pages of the windows. So I relied on the power of the Holy Spirit to kind of guide and direct me in the way this book would go. You know, Rick, in the Old Testament, in Jewish times, the Jewish people actually left their legacies to the next generations in what were called ethical wills. And maybe in a sense, this book was kind of an ethical will left for our grandson, yes. Levi.
Well, you've done a remarkable job with this. The book, Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane, R.J. Snyder, the author and our guest on the program. Talk about the illustrations in the book as well, finding the person to do that, because that really enhances your story.
Well, the young man is named Jason Velasquez. He resides in the state of Florida, and he works with Zulon Press. And that was, they were a Christian press. And the reason basically that that I selected them, in addition to the fact that they were a Christian publishing company, is because they provided him as an illustrator. He's devoted his life to the Lord's work and his career. And oh, wow. The illustrations that that young man did of the grandmother in the nursing home in this book are unbelievably similar to the real grandmother who the book is dedicated to. Even down to the color of the pink robe he put on the grandmother. And I know that this young man was led by the Holy Spirit, or it couldn't, they, I mean, he lived in Florida, they live in Maine. There is no way that he could have known what this grandmother looked like. And
just amazing. Yeah, how things fit together like that. And the end result is a book that's touching so many people, the book receiving rave reviews. It's available at Amazon, CourtsideMediaPress.com, all of the usual places. We'll give you that as we go through the program. And Roberta's website, RJSnyder76.com. Great place to go find out about the book. Order it there as well. The main character is Tommy, as I mentioned. Is he modeled after anyone in your life? Is there a real-life Tommy that you drew on for this character?
Yes, it would be the grandson's father, our son, who, yes. I wanted the main character to be a frumpy little boy who loves summer league ball, and our son did, and he was a frumpy little boy who loved summer league ball. And he had a wonderful coach who taught him to throw the ball against the siding of the house for practice on throwing. Well, one summer morning, he accidentally got a little far from the siding and it went through the window and, of course, ended up in the living room. So it was modeled after him.
The book, Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane by R.J. Snyder. We'll give you all the information where it's available. She's our guest on the program. And another character in the book is Miss Ruby Bellerin. What's her significance and how does she relate to the main character in the book?
Well, she actually represents what I hope all middle-aged, all older women could be for children today in America, in the world. If they're grandmothers, if they're aunts, if they're neighbors, she is a teacher and a mentor to this little boy. I think she validates age. You know, it doesn't cast away the older generation as useless. It gives a purpose to the older generation. It brings validity to the older generation. She brings a sense of intergenerationalism to the story. I believe that we need more of that in our culture today. I think it makes any society stronger when we have the impact of the wisdom of the ages.
That's so true. And you do such a wonderful job with these characters, bringing them to life. We can relate to the characters as the story unfolds in your book. Who had the greatest impact, maybe influence on your own life growing up? Anybody in particular?
Yes. There were several. And that's why I think this lady was important in the book, the older woman. I had a paternal great-grandmother who would sit down and tell us these rich Bible stories. Oh my, she knew them well. And both paternal grandparents, you know, they had all experienced World War I. They had experienced the Spanish flu pandemic, the Great Depression. They had experienced World War II. But the way they reacted and the way they responded to their life experience had such a significant impact on us as children, the way they told their stories, because they were not victims. They were never victims of anything that had happened. And I feel that we, as an older generation, have a responsibility. We actually have a mandate, I think, in the way that we react and respond to what's going on in the world around us today with the young children involved in our lives. It's going to have an impact on them. If we see the turbulent conditions, that we can react with calm, with confidence, with trust, I think it's our responsibility. Conversely, I think the younger generation has a responsibility to dignify and respect the older generation. And I think we have to teach this. In the book, Tommy goes to visit the grandmother in the nursing home, and that's an act of responsibility in helping those who are more vulnerable than he is and those who are needy.
RJ Snyder is our guest on the program. She is the author of Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll give you her website, which is rjsnyder76.com. Very simple. Book at Amazon, the usual places. Snyder, if you're Googling, is S-N-Y-D-E-R, and we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got certain service workers' careers highlighted in the book, for example, a grocer, carpenter, waitress, barber. Why did you put them into the story?
Well, essentially, children today have to learn to respect all strata of society, whether it be someone who is the janitor cleaning the toilets, you know, in the motel rooms, or who it is. I think they have to recognize that everyone is valuable as a human being, and they all contribute to society, to our culture. And that's why I have a learning objective at the end of the book. That's a learning objective, teaching children to respect the strata of society.
That's one of the extra things you do in the book and sets it apart from so many others is you have that section and other sections through the book that's sort of takes the knowledge, the story, and brings it to life and gives people a chance to contemplate what you're discussing, and for young people to read it and to ask some questions. We'll talk about that before we wrap up here. Our guest is RJ Snyder, author of Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane. You also mentioned law enforcement, clergy, teachers. Again, why specifically those careers? You've done a nice job in really bringing in a community full of people.
Well, for one reason, these are some of the careers that are just struggling so to even survive. We see these growing numbers of school shootings, the increased crime rates, the lawlessness that's abounding. I think we have to, somehow we've got to impact our children's lives by teaching them respect, kindness. It's got to resonate with them.
Well, and on page 19 of the book, you've got a picture of full multinational children holding hands. It's sort of obvious, but explain the significance. And once again, well-placed, and it's a message within a message.
Well, and I thank the illustrator for the way he illustrated this. We have to get through the message to our children that we have many nations, we have many nationalities scattered around the globe, and they're equal in God's eyes, they're equal. We've got to remember, too, and teach them to remember, we are one race. We're many nationalities, yes, but we're one race, and it's called the human race.
Yes.
Kids need to know that, and we've got to convince adults that we're the human race. And there's a Bible verse on that page from Matthew 28:19, and it's the Great Commission. We all have this Great Commission to go into all nations with the gospel. So,
yeah. Well, you do a remarkable job with that. We mentioned the windows and the concept. You also, they're cleaning up the broken glass from the window, and you have an analogy of the broken window to the brokenness of our lives. Explain that, because once again, that's a teaching lesson. They're just picking up broken glass, but there's much more to it, more significance to it than just picking up the glass.
Well, we are all these broken vessels. We don't want to admit it at times. We think that we're infallible, but we are. We are broken vessels. Some of us are just more broken than others. And we have to remember the Lord came to heal this brokenness, to bind up our wounds and set us free. And he is our only solution.
What would you say is the greatest takeaway from this book? And I maybe not limit it to one, maybe several takeaways that you hope the reader takes away after reading this book.
Well, it was simply written, as I said, for my grandson. I hadn't even intended on doing anything with it, you know, and the company sent it into Amazon. But I guess there will be other children, hopefully, who will benefit from it. It's a universal themes. It's applicable to all children and all denominations, all nationalities. And as I speak, it has been sent, copies of it have been sent to a Middle Eastern country with a missionary there, and they are translating it into the language of that culture. So it is universal. We have to remember, and I taught for 44 years, that children are still truly our greatest resource. And I am so burdened for them. They are our government tomorrow. They are our workforce tomorrow. They are the church tomorrow. They are the future. And yet in the history of cultures, has there ever been a time when they were more at risk globally, do you think? I mean, seriously. In my opinion, coming from outside forces, we are boarding them, we are abusing them. Some of them are in situations of famine, neglect. We are sexualizing them, we are trafficking them. The list goes on. So the greatest lesson, hopefully, here is simply a presentation of the gospel message of grace, which is the simplest remedy to all of our problems right now in the United States for these kids. And globally. And yet, as simple as it is the most powerful. The gospel message of what the Lord offers is the most powerful message in the world. And it is the solution for everything, Rick.
That's so true. And you do such a remarkable job of pointing that out. It's a book of very important lessons. It's for children, kids of all ages. It is really so well done. One review saying the window visits learning objectives, a big part of what they really like of the book. I take a few seconds here at the end just to talk about the format, because this is sort of interactive, isn't it?
Well, and being a teacher for 4.5 decades, I could not write a book without putting the learning objectives in it, because I feel they have.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It gives everybody a chance to go back and sort of like focus and maybe do a better job of retention of the messages in the book. It's been such a pleasure to have Roberta with us, R.J. Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, the book Little Window Visits on Linden Popper Lane. Roberta, thank you for joining us on the program. You've done such a remarkable job with this. Are you working on another book?
Well, yes, another grandchild came along, and so, yes, there will be another book coming, yes.
Well, we'd love to talk about that as well. And this book available at Amazon, CourtsideMediaPress.com, all of the usual places, and on Roberta's website, RJ Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, 76.com. Get information there as well. You can order the book there, certainly, and get all of the information you need. Roberta, thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, thank you for the invitation. Have a blessed day.
You as well. It's been our pleasure. Little window visits on Lyndon Popper Lane. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.